You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. I read, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some, that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do." In other words, Paul was simply saying to Timothy, what I ask you to do, that is, to remain in Ephesus and to warn certain people and to avoid certain things, I want you to continue to do that which I ask you to do. So let's look closely and see what exactly did he ask Timothy to do. He said that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Now that means Paul is sending Timothy to other people who are preachers, who are teachers, that what they are teaching is wrong and they should teach no other doctrine apart from Christ. If somebody should do that today, what do you think people will say? They say, what's your business? Are you the one that sent him? I've even heard some people say, well, Jesus is the head of the church. Nobody has a right. Jesus has not sent anybody to question what anybody is doing. It's because they have not paid attention to scriptures. In fact, did you know that Paul also told Titus? He said, there are those whose mouth must be shut. That's why, as a believer, be careful. Don't argue the things you don't know. Don't join them. If a man is preaching heresy now, we say he's preaching heresy, you will also join them to say, what's your own business? Leave him. Let him preach what he's preaching. Maybe that's what God called him to. You face your own. Do you know that what you are doing is that you are simply acting on behalf of Satan? Because it is a responsibility to some, to charge some, not to teach any other doctrine. It is a responsibility given to some in the Bible. If you don't read the Bible, you will be fighting the same God that you claim to be serving. You will be against Jesus without even knowing. He said, I charge you. He said that thou mightest charge some, that they teach no other doctrine. That they teach no other doctrine. So it means you have to tell them that, see, what you are preaching is not correct. This is the correct thing. And some people will say, who gave you authority? What business do you have correcting other people? Can I tell you, there are people set in the body of Christ like that, who will charge other preachers not to deviate from the true gospel of Jesus. He said, and not to give heed to fables, to endless genealogies, things that does not bring edification. People will sit down and just be debating useless things, things that does not matter. They debate it and debate it. Somebody will come to me and ask me. I say, sir, I want to know in the garden, why did God put the fruit there? I'm like, see, are you born again? Yes. Do you want to make eternity with Jesus? Yes. Why not focus on that? What will this profit you? If you are asking a question that deals directly with your faith, I understand that. But sometimes you just want to ask questions for the sake of asking and engaging in endless discussions. Sometimes people ask me questions. I say, I'm sorry, I cannot answer it. Because this question falls into the category of foolish questions that the Bible says I should avoid. Do you know there are foolish questions? It says, avoid foolish questions. So if you ask a foolish question, I won't answer it. Because I'll be wasting my precious time addressing it. But so he was charging Timothy to correct people who are preachers. And said, stop teaching wrong doctrine. Stop teaching heresy. They may not like it, but Timothy has to do that job. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, or to receive this podcast, please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.